This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digley, and this is my weekly word, the small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to get out there and dig your dream. This is the Dig Your Dream Podcast. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning into my weekly word. Today is Saturday, September 25th, the very first weekend of fall. That's right, it's official. We are in the fall season, and I think it's appropriate because I am coaching fall baseball, which is pretty cool, right? I'm actually kind of jealous. When I was a kid, I guess I'm aging myself a little bit. I don't think there was fall baseball. I don't think we had fall baseball leagues here in New Jersey. The bad news is I didn't get to play fall ball. And I think the worst news is I must be really old if there hasn't been fall ball back in the day like that. So anyway, September 25th, we are in the fall season. I am in the middle of a fall baseball season. And as you can guess, throughout the course of a season, there are a lot of lessons to be learned, not only for the players, but for the coaches, especially coaches like myself. I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to become a better coach so that I can help more players get better on the field and also hopefully become better young men off the field. So my weekly word message this week is this. You don't need talent to be tough. That's right. You don't need talent to be tough. Hear me out. You know, there are a lot of things in our lives, not just baseball, whether it's business, academics, other things that, you know, talent plays a huge, huge factor, right? Certain skill sets matter. We can't sit here and lie and say that, you know, especially in athletics, bigger, faster, stronger doesn't give you an advantage, because it does. I would be lying to you if I said that it didn't. But bigger, faster, stronger doesn't always mean that that's the solution to being successful or to guaranteed victories, right? You have to complement the bigger, faster, stronger. You have to complement the talent with certain other things. Toughness being on the top of my list. You know, I bring this up because I'm learning myself as a coach that toughness really is the X factor. You know, whether you're on the diamond playing baseball, whether you're in a corporate office doing some big business deal, or whether you're just in life, toughness is going to help you get through. It's just a fact. So many times we're challenged both on and off the field. You know, so many times we're pushed to a limit where we want to give up, where we say, we just don't need this anymore. You know, I don't think I have what it takes. And we quit, we stop, we walk away too early. When in fact, it had nothing to do with talent that could get us across the finish line. It is being tough that could have helped us finish the job. You know, it takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of grit. It takes a lot of maturity to become tough. I'm not sitting here saying that it happens overnight, and I'm not sitting here saying that when you make the choice to be tough, it's going to be an easy journey. But it is a choice. Toughness is a choice. You have to be willing to face adversity. You have to be willing to face challenges head on. You have to be willing to take criticism. You have to be willing to take advice and, you know, hard lessons and hard talks from coaches and bosses. You know, as I sit on the other side of the lines now, you know, for almost 20 years, I played high level baseball. I was very fortunate to play Division I baseball, and I played 14 years of professional baseball. But now I'm on the other side of the line. Now I'm no longer a player. You know, I'm not fortunate enough to lace up my cleats and go out there and battle. But what I can do is lead. What I can do is teach. And what I see across the line sometimes is, you know, not a lack of talent, not a lack of caring, not a lack of effort. Sometimes it's just a lack of toughness. You know, we all have to become tougher. Life is hard. Baseball is hard. School is hard. Business is hard. You know, the tough survive. The tough get through. And we have to, all of us have to really make a decision. We have to make a choice, and we have to make a commitment to become tougher. And this weekly word message is not just directed at my players. It's directed right at the guy who's passing along this message, me. There are a lot of times in my life that I've been challenged so hard. I've been pushed to the limit so much, and I wanted to walk away, or I took a breather and stepped away, or I took too much time to finish the job because I just felt like I couldn't take it. And now looking back, you know, there were a few times in my life that I wish I just would have stuck it out longer, that I would have fought harder, that I would have pushed back more, that I would have been tougher. And I think that that is a trait that we could all continue to work on. Remember, it doesn't take talent to be tough. Talent helps. I'm not going to lie. Talent is a big part of the formula. But you know, one thing I'm going to leave you with is, you know, when you get to a certain level in life, when you get to a certain level of academics, you get to a certain level in the business world, when you get to a certain level in baseball, when you walk onto that field, when you walk into that classroom, when you walk into that corporate office, a lot of the people in that office or in the classroom or on that field have very similar skill sets. You've worked hard to get to that high level. Most people that are in that field are talented. Most people have the skill set that you and I have. And now what's going to happen? What's going to determine who makes the higher team, who graduates with honors, who gets that, you know, that new raise or gets that promotion is not necessarily who had more talent or who had the wider skill set, because a lot of times we all have the necessary skill set needed to be successful. The difference is the little things, and toughness is one of the little things that makes a big, big difference. Remember, it doesn't take talent to be tough. It takes making a choice to be tough. It takes, you know, willing to look in the mirror and look your coach in the eye and listen to your boss and listen to the hard words and listen to the lessons and accept the challenges. And you know what tough means to me? Tough means being willing and able to be accountable. And accountability is hard, especially for young people. Accountability is hard for me, and I'm an adult. Accountability is hard for all of us, but it is needed. And I think that if we all take the time to look in the mirror and accept the challenges that are faced, that are put in front of us, and we face them head on, and we choose to be tough, if we choose to be tough, we're going to get to the other side. We're going to develop. We're gonna enjoy more success. We're going to have more victories, right? We're going to get to where we want to go. So please remember this week that it doesn't take talent to be tough, right? Being tough is a choice. Being tough is willing to go on the journey, the willing to work hard, the willing to look in the mirror and say that there is more inside of you than you think. So let's choose to be tougher. And I'm not just talking about baseball. I'm talking about life. So as we end this weekend, right, as we head into a new week on Monday, let's walk into that office. Let's walk into that classroom. Let's walk into our sports training facilities, and let's be tougher, because we do have it in us. And like I said, I'm not just talking to my players. I'm talking to the guy who's passing along this message to you, and I'm talking to anybody that this message resonates to. There's more in the tank. So let's choose to be tough. Let's not just rely on our talent. Let's rely on our toughness. That was your weekly word. Like I always say, whether it's 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it each and every week. Now, until next week, you know what you got to do. Go on, get out there, be tough, tip your cap, and dig your dream.